We began this vigil in complete darkness. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light, though. We began outside, of course, with the Paschal fire. And the vigil began with the blessing of that fire. En esta vigilia empezamos la vigilia afuera, en oscuridad. Pero en el momento en que la vela pascual entró en la iglesia, entró en la oscuridad de la iglesia, pero era la luz de Jesús. When the Paschal candle entered into the church, the light of the Paschal candle was Christ, casting out all darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. How beautiful it is to celebrate this sacred liturgy, this sacred vigil, as we celebrate our Lord's resurrection from the dead. And his light is the light that casts out all darkness, the three darknesses that we face in our lives, the darkness of death, the darkness of Satan, and the darkness of sin. Jesús ganó, es la luz. Jesús es la luz que lucha contra las tres enemigos de nuestras vidas, la muerte, Satanás y el pecado. Y la resurrección de Jesús ganó sobre todos de estas. Y esta es el nuevo creación. What the resurrection is something entirely new. It is the new creation. And as we heard in our many readings today, we heard the history of God's salvation throughout the people of Israel. And I invite us to just focus on the first reading. We heard the very beginning, Genesis, when God created the heavens and the earth, beginning in darkness. When there was darkness over the whole world, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. The first day. That was the first day of the first creation. And then as we heard, God created over the next 5 days until the sixth day when he created man in his own image and likeness. En el inicio, Dios creó la luz en el primer día. Y también por los demás, los restos de los días, creció los demás animales y hasta el hombre y la mujer. And we heard that God on the seventh day rested of all of his work. He rested and blessed that day, and eventually we know that day as the Sabbath, the day of great rest, which Israel held in its law and tradition as a day given to the Lord. Once again, we also see these 6 and 7 days played out in the life of Jesus. Just at the beginning of this week, Jesus himself was in darkness. We heard the great plot against him. The Jews, the leaders, the scribes, even his own follower, Judas, plotting against him. En el inicio de esta semana, oímos sobre la historia de Jesús y las tinieblas antes de su muerte. Y en el día antes del sábado, murió en la cruz. We heard that on Good Friday, we heard that Jesus, on the day before the Sabbath, the day of preparation, was crucified and died for each and every one of us. The new Adam fell into his deep sleep. And from his pierced side, the church was formed. And then on the seventh day, El Sábado, on the Sabbath, God rested in the tomb. Jesus, entombed in the earth, the very dust from which we came from, embraced death, even though he did not have to. And then on the eighth day, a new creation happened. God was raised from the dead. Jesus was raised from the dead to give light to the whole world. The new light entered into creation. Not the light not the physical light that was created in the beginning of Genesis, but the light of God himself conquering over death. This is what we celebrate today. Celebramos este día, el nuevo creación. And this great reality of Jesus' resurrection from the dead on the eighth day, we are united to it in our baptism. On the day of our baptism, we were united to Jesus in his death, but also we were united to him in his resurrection. En el día de nuestro bautismo, fuimos unidos a Jesús, a su muerte y también a su resurrección. Y aunque no hay bautismos hoy día en nuestra vigilia, vamos a bendecir nuestra agua en la fuente bautismal. So even though we do not have baptisms today in the Easter Vigil, we still will bless this creation water that will be used for baptisms throughout the Easter season. God, in this great feast, invites us to enter into his new creation by entering into his rest. We do this by participating in the life of the church. My dear candidates who will be received into the church and who will be receiving confirmation and First Communion, you are about to enter into the great life of the church. You are about to enter into God's rest. This is what the sacraments give us. Los sacramentos nos dan el descanso de Dios, la gracia de Dios, por confesión, la Eucaristía, matrimonio, confirmación. God has done something entirely new. He began this work of our justification, and he continues this work of our sanctification through the life of the sacraments. And so, this is what the resurrection means, to enter into God's rest, to enter into the great rest of God that casts out all darkness. This is a gift that he can only give. We do not merit it. We do not deserve it. But he gives it freely. He gives it to us freely, the promise of eternal life. And the only thing we can do is give praise to his name. And we do this when we say, Alleluia, he is risen.